WICT Pittsburgh.
Four, three, two, one.
Standing looking up one day, enjoying the view across the way, some big bright lights came flying by, a lot of whirling doodads in the sky. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. Now this sounds strange to you, I know, but take my word that it's really so. And as I looked up into the air, there were flying saucers everywhere. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. Oh, here they come. Oh, there they go. It's those doggone saucers again. It's those doggone saucers again. To get a closer look at a flying plane, and as they darted and spun through space, I went upstairs to join the chase. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. I went up high in my trusty jet and got as close as I could get. I saw them from my aeroplane, and now my friends think I'm insane. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same. It's just imagination, but I saw them just the same.
gonna do is show you cats are just a step or two. We're gonna show you how the bopping's really done, all the way from Venus to Mars and the Sun. When they started bopping, I do declare, the earth people ain't nothing but real squares. You ain't never seen such a carrying on, the moon men ain't nothing but real gone. They said a ooey dooby, stooey wow wow, ooey dooby, stooey wow wow, ooey dooby, stooey wow wow, ooey doo. Well, the sound they made, it was a real gone style. Everybody was a running wild. The thing we were learning from you, sure is fine. Don't you stay away so long next time. We don't get to Earth whatever thousand years, so we're gonna make the most of it while we're here. If you enjoyed our little tricks, send us a thank you on your next Sputnik. They said a ooby dooby, dooby wow wow, ooby dooby, dooby wow wow, ooby dooby, dooby wow wow, ooby doo, ooby doo.
Frosty man, Frosty.
Well, 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 well see them, don't try to understand. Get on your knees and take God's hand. Let them fly, fight and blast. Take us to Jesus, to the land.
Saucer flying around the sun. As a little lad on Mars, we dreamt of things to be, like the keeper of the sun or king of the galaxy. We zoomed to Pluto, we made it in a wink, dropped everything to be back in spring when the Martian grass is pink.
As a little lad, I couldn't contain my curiosity
as to just what kind of life we'd find life on Earth to be.
At stars and pray,
we'll be getting back to Mars by Mars someday.
You are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings, also WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Hi, it's Dr. Anomia. Welcome to Wound Liquor and a pleasant, hopefully a pleasant day for you. And that last tune by the Satellite Singers, if you're long in a tooth, I mean really long in a tooth, you may somehow recall that tune. No, it wasn't a big national hit at all. It's rather obscure, but it was used in My Favorite Martian. At least the melody, I think, yeah. My Favorite Martian, that was circa, what, 1963 when it started? Bill Bixby and Ray Walston, yeah. Remember now? Probably not, because you're so old. Anyway, it's so good to be with you, and as you can probably pick up, the theme is outer space, UFOs, aliens, and that is the theme of today's Wound Liquor, namely, the UFOs are, no, the the aliens are coming, dot, 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 dot. The UFOs are already here. I really don't like the updated term for UFOs. I much prefer the old UFO as opposed to UAP. UAP sounds like some kind of postal thing. UAP standing for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon. It sounds so so clinical and not so dreamy as does UFO. But anyway, here's the big $64,000 question. Have you ever seen a UFO? Perhaps beyond that, you've been visited by aliens. And I will tell you, when I was a kid, a very little boy, I remember my older brother and my cousin. We were on the south side of Pittsburgh. And we were looking up in the sky, and we saw a UFO. And I recall it as really interestingly shaped. I was transfixed by it. It had, it was sort of like a bi-level, like a scooter pie, right? And both ends of it, both levels of it were held up by columns. And at that time, the distinctive look of those columns, to me, looked like rigatoni, my favorite pasta, rigatoni. And in the years since, I've considered that maybe they were of a Greek styling, a so-called Doric, Greek Doric column. And I don't know. It made me pause to think. I mean, what was I really looking at? What were we all looking at? And was it something from a parallel universe? I mean, that's kind of one of the theories about UFOs. Perhaps something like an ancient Greek meta-universe in the Marvel comic sense. Or maybe an ancient Greek civilization in the old Star Trek series sense. It was really, really interesting. And since then, I've not seen anything in the sky that I would easily and readily identify as a UFO. I've stared into the heavens, and something funny happens. I mean, it's an ocular phenomenon where it's called clinically nystagmus, that you stare at something long enough, and if it's shiny enough, your eye jumps a little bit, and then you start thinking that you're seeing movement, some kind of a Doppler effect. And I catch myself thinking no, and you know, when I take a second look, I see that it's static. It's just a bunch of junky old stars. But perhaps you have actually seen a spacecraft, and I dare say maybe have been visited by an alien. Well, I'm going to share more with you later. In fact, I'm going to share something. Didn't happen to me, but it happened to someone that I was acquainted with. Really, really crazy and scary thing. Might not look scary. I mean, that's point of view. A very odd, anomalous thing. An identified anomalous thing. A UTI. No, a UAI. All right. But we continue, musically speaking. We'll be right back.
House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in a historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, and scene war. And their concessions feature natural popcorn with real onions, craft beer, micro, monoshock, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Hutton Street,
Peace brings you the first creature on Earth bullets cannot kill.
If his head's gone.
A blood beast that feasts on Earth scientists. The first satellite creature to impregnate man with its chromosomes.
It's true. I can feel it inside.
The first exploration into living space, exposing secrets too horrifying to reveal. You'll know days of nerve-straining suspense. It's first-degree terror when you see Night of the Blood Beast.
Then they counted down, the rocket left the ground. Hickory dickory dock, hickory dickory dock. She orbits the Earth in a rocket. Her nose cone in place, she hurtles into space. Hickory dickory dock. Oh, wish I was a monkey, a monkey back in the zoo. That's what the monkey said as through the air she flew. People sure are getting morbid, sending monkeys into orbit. I can think of other things I'd rather do. When I took this position, I was a silly girl. They said I'd have a TV show that would be out of this world. We monkeys sure are giving crazy ways to make a living. And I wish I could be back in that old zoo. Oh, hickory dickory dock, the monkey still up in the rocket. She's a hero of our times, that's where a monkey shines. Hickory dickory dock. Oh, wish I was a monkey back in the zoo. That's what the monkey said as through the air she flew. Say, whose idea is this? Don't believe it's monkey business. Wish I could be back in that old zoo. Hickory dickory dock. Let's talk to the monkey in the rocket. How are you anyway? What have you got to say?
That Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
are
waiting for the UFO.
This is Rod Serling, creator of The Twilight Zone. It's believed that someday we'll hear voices from outer space. And it's with this in mind we created the sounds you're about to hear.
Saucers have invaded our planet. Washington, London, Paris, Moscow are key targets. The whole world is under attack. Can it survive? survive.
Here is a news bulletin. Santa Claus has been kidnapped by spacemen from a flying saucer, which landed at the North Pole.
Be on the lookout for Santa Claus, last seen wearing...
We take you now to the White House for an interview with the President. Mr. President, Mr. President.
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in.
Mr. President, have you a word on the Santa Claus kidnapping? We have just received a report from the FBI. Santa has been taken to a satellite circling the Earth. We take you now to the satellite.
This is John Cameron Cameron, downtown Sputnik. We're here in the Sputnik jail with Santa Claus. Wait, what's that sound? The satellite men are coming this way. I think the king of Sputnik is about to speak.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Santa, have you anything to say to the satellite men?
Come on and do the jail hard rock, it'll be fun.
Santa! 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 I know how you can escape. Disguised as Elvis Presley. Uh-oh, looks like we've been spotted. We return you now to Earth.
We're now at the North Pole, where a rocket is being launched to catch the satellite and rescue Santa.
Control tower to rocket. Prepare to blast off.
Oh, let's go!
Will the rocket be successful? Will Santa be rescued? Turn the record over and find out.
8 miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune into 8 miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
A big pause is a small, almost insignificant space. A minute pause is 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with A Minute Pause, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso and the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
I don't believe it.
Or am I going blind?
like the heavens, ringside sea. I wanna know about the new Mother Earth. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. I wanna hear and see everything. Sing it now.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.